And good morning, everyone. JW here with Christy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you like our new music?
I do like it.
It was time for a change. It's springtime and time for a change.
It certainly is.
Speaking of changes, it's graduation day at Park City High School.
I know. I'm psyched for everybody.
Yes, on to
parents,
big bright futures.
Kids alike. So, you know, it's May 31st. We're kind of marching towards the June solstice, which is always a good time. It's officially summer and all that kind of stuff. But so it's late spring, I guess it is. And I'm starting to feel that there are more people coming into town. I'm seeing more people. And here's the thing that I like the best. It's the first time since September that our weekend events have included something on the Jordanelle. The Sail of Palooza is on, and Ken Block and his team are going to put together quite a great weekend of sailing.
Yes, sailing weather. It's a conundrum, not a conundrum. It's a, what is it? When it's, you can sail in Utah. We're a landlocked state, and you can go sailing.
Yeah.
There's a word for that.
Well, it's freshwater sailing.
Yeah. My son did the sailing camp for a couple of years. It was very cool. And Sail of Palooza is fun because they'll take you out. They'll take you on laser rides and sailboat rides. Or you can learn rigging and you can, or you could just like go to the barbecue lunch and enjoy some time out on the water, near the water.
Yeah. And being a science nut, Ken has packaged this thing and formed it in such a way that they also have a lot of STEM related science, technology, engineering, and mathematics that they put into the sailing classes so that kids can learn how to calculate things and maybe get excited about science.
Excellent.
We like that.
Excellent. Well, that's just one of the things going on this weekend. And we will do a full rundown of weekend events at the bottom of the hour. So if you're wondering what you're going to do this weekend, you'll definitely want to stay tuned for that. In the meantime, we have our musical guest in the studio, Andrew Cole. He's going to be playing throughout the hour. At 9:15, we're going to talk to Spencer Byrne from All Seasons Adventures about springtime outdoor recreation. Things like, where are the fish biting? And what trails are dry enough to ride on? And when can I go rafting? Good things to know about. Again, weekend events will be at the bottom of the hour. And at 9:40, we'll talk to Kirsten Fox and Penny Freights from the Fox School of Wine about some locals wine events they have coming up in the near future. So you want to stay tuned for all that.
This is KPCW in Park City. Morning Mix. We shall return right after these messages. Stay with us.
Our new song is Shag Nasty by Eric Lindell. And thank you, caller, for calling in and telling me that is an oxymoron. Kind of, that is probably the word I was looking for. Sailing in the desert.
Sailing in the desert.
Thank you for that. Our listeners are excellent. Hey, we're joined in our studio now by our musical guest, Andrew Cole. Welcome, Andrew.
Thank you, Christy.
First time having you on our show. We're glad you're here.
Yeah, no, I'm glad to be here.
You are a solo artist, multi-instrumentalist. You're also a member of Herb and Empire. You play solo loop sets. Explain to listeners what loop sets are if they don't understand.
Well, loop sets, it's basically taking a track and then looping over it. So if you wanted to lay down like a rhythm section, you would loop that. And then later in the song, you can put a lead.
So basically you're playing it and somehow it records in the system and then it just keeps going around and around and then you can play something else on top.
You can play over it. You could put like a little bass line to it or tap on the guitar for a little beat. Sometimes I do. And it's basically an infinite amount of loops, but I usually only keep it to about two or three because then it gets a little crazy.
It seems like a little math and science in that too.
I think there's math and science in there, yeah.
Yeah. And there's, for sure.
It's also cool to use a loop pedal if you're kind of starting out in guitar and you want to lay something down and it's kind of reveals your mistakes and things like that.
Well, it's a great way to learn too, like just as far as doing lead and solo licks, because you can take as much time as you want to learn something that way.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, good. Good. What are you going to play for us first?
This song's called Down the Rabbit Hole. It's primarily about Alice in Wonderland and about how you can kind of get lost in that a world sometimes of, to be honest, drugs and confusion. There's a lot of that that happens in this state, you know, being it called Happy Valley. So I've had a few friends lost their lives to it. So this song is about that.
Live in the Morning Mix, Andrew Cole.
How deep down the rabbit hole, how deep down the rabbit hole are you willing to go? Are you willing? Are you willing? Say now, I've been searching for so long to find a way that I'm going, to find a better way. Oh, to find a better way. And it's important to you, girl. Let me get you out of this rabbit hole. How deep would you go? Said I've been tripping all the time. I'm on the strip of road, a cobblestone road's over and even I got to get a home, cause I'm a fuzzy little bunny obsessed with the time. I'm taking orders from a queen, evil yet divine. But hey, why not? I'll help her out here. What could go wrong? From the Mad Hatter's tiny bladder to the caterpillar's bone. We'll find a better way. Would I find a better way? And it's important to you, girl, yeah, that we get you out of this rabbit hole. How deep would you go? Bring it down. Taking the top pill just to get to the small pill. But every pill I take, I lose sight of the pill that gets me a smile. I say, well, I've been searching for so long, so long, to find a pill that says normal. But every pill I take, it only seems to deviate. And it's important to you, girl. Let me get you out of this rabbit hole. How deep would you go? How deep down 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 would you go? Would to find a better way? Would to find a better way? Important to you, girl, that we get you out of this rabbit hole.
Has anyone ever given you an umbrella and you're like, it's a giveaway from the bank or something, and you think, when would I ever need this? But you put it in your car, like, maybe sometime it'll happen. Now's your chance to use that umbrella. It would be good to have if you're going to graduation today or anywhere this weekend. Just carry that with you.
And reenact Gene Kelly's famous scene.
Oh, I know that scene.
Because you love this movie.
I love that movie. And when I was in dance school in all through high school, we had a routine to Sing It in the Rain. So I could spin the umbrella and do the kick steps. And, give me a puddle. I'm all over it.
It'd be so cool to be on the soundstage where they film that thing. I mean, I don't know how many takes they had to take, but they've got a full orchestra behind them. They're doing all this live.
I never thought about the full orchestra.
Yeah.
What about the one when, what was his name, Danny McCann, did the make him laugh?
Yes.
And runs up the wall and across the ceiling? Apparently that's in one take. I mean, it looks like one take. I think it was. Crazy.
Well, joining us now, Spencer Byrne. He's All Seasons Adventure, and he's here to talk to us about springtime outdoor recreation. We're not going to talk about any of the wet stuff. We're going to talk about all the, well, we'll talk about fishing, of course, but we're going to talk about the good stuff. Spencer, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, good to have you. So what's going on?
Well, we got a lot of wet weather, as you guys just discussed, going on. It's kind of slowing down summer a little bit, but it does look like we'll have a warming trend over the next week, and hopefully summer is beginning.
Do fish like a lot of water?
Fish do like a lot of water. I mean, it's natural for there to be a big runoff at the end of winter, and it really kind of flushes out a river system and can be really healthy for the fish population. So it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Free fishing day is next weekend, too.
Oh, that is correct. June 8th. It'll be busy out there. It's a great day to get out and try your hand at fishing and avoid having to buy that state fishing license. There are a lot of great options right now. We are experiencing some spring runoff, as I mentioned, but, you know, the rivers are still fishing. It depends on, you know, where you want to head. And I recommend checking out, waterdata.usgs.gov, and that'll give you some really up-to-date river flows, things like that. Other great options, if you kind of want to avoid that, are hitting up some of the reservoirs, you know, Rockport, Deer Creek are both fishing well.
Yeah, Deer Creek's looking good.
Deer Creek is looking good. I was told this morning, make sure you avoid the cleanup for the tanker that rolled into the reservoir. If you're out there fishing, stay well away from that.
Right. They had to close that road. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Huh. So folks that go hiking, they know that, you know, it could be a little soft or they might get muddy, that sort of thing. But as far as mountain biking, it's more important to look at that because they could rut the trails and those sorts of things. So are the openings delayed at all?
Everything's pretty fluid right now. So, I mean, we didn't get a lot of rain yesterday. Obviously, it rained a little bit in the evening. We have a sunny, beautiful morning today. Looking at, you know, mountain trails, they give you a lot of up-to-date information. I'd recommend checking out their website. Currently, it sounds like, you know, Round Valley, the majority of Round Valley is good to go. You want to kind of avoid the north end. But if you're out kind of exploring, it's just important. If it's sticking to your shoes, sticking to your tires, you're going to want to turn around. You know, if you come across a puddle, that's not the biggest deal. It's really if those trails are too muddy and you're kind of in a really boggy area. You know, those are places that you would want to avoid. With that being said, I mean, obviously Round Valley is getting a lot of traffic. You've probably been riding out there for weeks. Maybe you want to do something else. Really, the whole trail system between Freemason, kind of right off the rail trail there, all the way over towards Snowtop, is rideable or hikeable. So those are some good options as well if you're looking to switch it up. In addition, Armstrong to Don's to Spiro, if you don't mind a few snow piles, that's hikeable as well.
So the etiquette is, if the trail is wet and it's sticking to your shoe or tire, don't do it, because you're going to ruin it.
Yep.
And if there's a puddle, maybe can I step off into the greenery around it? And
you actually want to ride through it.
Because
what we don't want to erode everything around that puddle, make that trail wider. So it's important if you can jump over it, you know, or, you know, if you want to carry your bike over it, that's one thing. But you don't want to be riding around and killing all everything around the puddle. So
okay, and as you're heading uphill, when you start to hit where it's wet, you know that it's going to be wet from there up, right? Because the snow is...
Exactly.
Still lingering.
I mean,
that high.
You know, we're not up on Mid Mountain yet. I mean, that's going to be at least a few more weeks, I would think. You know, again, it just really depends on what the sun does. It does look like we will have a nice slow warm up this week, which is going to be really good as far as, you know, cutting down on some of the flooding and things of that nature. But it's a couple of weeks out before we can really think about riding Mid Mountain or above, at least.
My dog Porkchop's going to love that etiquette. He's never seen a puddle he didn't like. He likes to run right through them. You get the undercarriage all wet and muddy and everything. I mean, you know, so we
it's
get him back to the house,
Porkchop.
Spray him down. And, oh, my goodness. These hikes take a while now. It's mostly the cleanup.
Yeah, and that's, you know, a good point with the dogs. I mean, obviously hiking and biking, but, you know, again, with the rivers and the runoff, be really careful with the animals, you know, out there. I mean, the Middle Provo and Heber has doubled in size in the last week. So there's a lot of debris, lots of logs, log jams, things of that nature. People can, you know, get caught off guard with the strength of the current, animals as well. And, you know, it's never good if you're running into a strainer or something like that on the river. And nobody wants to read about that.
Yeah.
Run into a what?
A strainer. So like a log jam or something like that. The water moves through, but debris doesn't.
Debris and bodies don't
exactly.
move through. So gotcha. They get stuck there. So don't let that happen.
The river, the reservoirs are cold. So you know, there will be some shock if you do find yourself in the water. You're going to want to avoid that.
Here's something interesting. I was at Soldier Hollow yesterday playing golf on the Silver Course, and there's a body of water there, which is, if you look at the course, it's kind of on the reservoir side of Deer Creek, and there are two swans that are still sitting on their eggs, and the babies haven't come out yet, but it's going to be any day now. Okay. And we keep going out there, we keep checking, but some beautiful swans out there, and there's going to be some swan babies soon.
Aww.
That'd be nice.
Aww.
See them all floating around.
Two swans are nice, but have you ever seen like 60 swans in one place? They're not so pretty anymore. Then they're a little bit fierce. I remember seeing that in Hamburg somewhere, and I'm like, oh, that kind of ruined it.
And I mean, that's a good point, too, with the dogs. And, you know, that it's this time of year. You know, all the wildlife, they have their young fawns,
oh,
all the
away,
chicks.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to be really careful. As I was driving by Round Valley this morning, I saw a dog going 60 miles per hour. And I was kind of wondering what he was going after. So keep that in mind, too,
yeah.
So they're not chasing the wildlife.
Good point. And Round Valley is, you know, you can take them off leash there. So
yeah.
you got to be careful.
Got to be careful.
Yeah.
So what about river rafting with all this water? Does that make rafting better or worse?
Ooh, well, that's a personal opinion. you know, a lot of big rafters look forward to big spring runoff. It can definitely make a river more challenging and exciting. Every stretch of water is a little bit different. You know, we raft on the Weber River, and you know, if it does get up over 1,000 CFS, we really kind of start looking at some class 3 rapids, and it gets pretty exciting. So you know, we do enjoy it, but you know, it varies. Right now, the Weber isn't even runnable. I mean, the reservoirs are almost at 100%. I mean, we're looking at pretty much 80 to 100% across the board, looking at all the local reservoirs, and they're filling up quickly. So it's only a matter of days before they start releasing, and then we'll have a pretty good idea of what flows are going to look like.
Huh. So you can't really plan until... Do they let you know what their release
no.
is going to be?
So it's
like a surprise when you get out there with a group every time?
It's always a surprise. We have a bunch of raft guides out there right now training, and it's going to be some dry land training today, and we're just kind of hoping that water starts pouring out of the reservoir. But yeah, it's a very frustrating time of year as far as water is concerned, because we don't know, and they don't share that information with us, and frankly sometimes the farmers call us wondering what they're going to do, and so everyone is just kind of waiting to see what happens. But we are looking forward to it. As soon as they start releasing, we're gonna be eager to get going. I think all the guides will be as well.
Spencer, for our listeners that may not be familiar with All Seasons Adventures, tell us what you do.
Oh, we do all kinds of fun outdoor stuff. We really try to show the guests of Park City a great time during their stay, and how to recreate in a safe environment, and really treat the environment as it should be treated. We do everything from rafting, biking, hiking, fly fishing, corporate games, you know, and then obviously snowshoeing, cross-country skiing, dog sledding, a bunch of stuff in the winter as well. So,
what about your new Play Sip Saver you told me about?
You know, I think that's a very unique option. I mean, even for locals in town, if you're looking for something a little bit different, the White Pine Yurt up in the colony there is a beautiful setting. We have excellent access to kind of the Mid-Mountain Trail system, Iron Mountain. So there's a lot of recreational activities right outside of the yurt that we can guide. And then we have Kirsten Fox come up and do a little wine pairing.
She's our next guest.
Yeah,
we'll hear more from her.
With Savory Kitchen, who does the catering up there. And it's just a really unique product that, you know, even a local would enjoy.
So this is the yurt that's right above the Quicksilver Gondola load.
Correct.
On. Okay, that's where I had my 50th birthday party.
I was gonna say, your
beautiful
birthday party.
Yeah,
was there.
It was excellent.
I was coming back
every
from
time,
Boston. I didn't get back in time.
Every time I'd been in that yurt before that, I'm like, I want to have a party here. And then I did. So I recommend the location. Fun.
Did you sip?
I, or slugged. I don't know. I sloshed. Yeah.
Play, slug, and savor.
There's so many ways you can go. Well, fun.
Spencer Byrne is from All Seasons Adventures. Hey, listen, thanks for joining us. Happy spring. Summer's right around the corner. Summer solstice.
Yeah.
22 days.
Let's hope it's acting like summer by that point.
Oh, it will be. Yeah. It will be. It'll be blazing hot. All sorts of stuff will be going on.
Perfect.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ooh. That's good music. What do you think of that, Christy?
Wait, I gotta get my headphones on.
Put your headphones on there.
Let's just let that groove sink in for a second.
Yeah. I'm gonna start today. We'll just do it a little different. Cleaning up with the spring weather. Take advantage of dumpster days this weekend to clear out the large stuff. Dumpsters are provided for household waste disposal at the Recycle Center on Woodbine Way today and tomorrow from 9 to 4.
Heber Valley Tourism wants you to think summer and think Heber Valley, so they're throwing the Heber Valley Bucket List Bash today. This bucket list is for kids, not for you aging folks. Heber Valley is the perfect bucket list destination. Between the endless trails, 3 state parks, and 90 holes of golf, the opportunities for memorable adventures are as plentiful as the shining stars and our certified dark skies. The Bucket List Bash will include information on all sorts of valley activities, plus food, ice cream, bounce houses, clowns, games, and prizes. Event is today from 12 to 4 at 475 Main Street, Heber City.
Oh, it sounds like fun. And the monthly gallery stroll takes place every month on the last Friday of the month. That's today, which is, of course, the last Friday in May. Come to Old Town and join the stroll by venturing into any of the fine art galleries and pick up a guide to all the participating galleries. It is free and it is open to all ages.
Singing in the Rain has just a few more performances on stage at Egyptian Theater. Those are tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. and closing night Sunday at 6 p.m. Tickets and information at parkcityshows.com.
Park City Film is screening The White Crow this weekend. It's about a famed male ballet dancer, Rudolf
Nureyev.
Nureyev, there you go. And his defection from the Soviet Union to the West in 1961, despite KGB's efforts to stop him. It's showing tonight and tomorrow at 8, Sunday at 6.
Remember when that was the big thing, when the Russian ballet dancers would defect when they came tour? And I think Baryshnikov did the same.
I saw the trailer, and it gets pretty tense.
It does. What's the live music tonight in town?
Tito.
Tito at the Spur.
At the Spur.
Excellent. Well, that's the end of Friday. Let's move on to tomorrow. It's going to be a huge day for garage sales. So listen to the Classified show tomorrow from 7 to 9 a.m. to find out where they are and what useful items are for sale.
Basin Recreation brings you to the Trailside Disc Golf Trilogy Challenge at Trailside Park's Disc Golf Course from 8:20 until noon. Prize packs awarded to winners of various divisions.
It's National Trails Day tomorrow, which means it's your day to help work on the trails. Meet up with a group at the corner store on the plaza of Park City Mountain Resort between 8 and 8:30 a.m. with your work gloves and your work boots on. Community trail work will take place on the Sweeney Switchbacks, followed by pizza and refreshment back at the corner store. Or if you frequent the trails in the Heber Valley, they're gathering to work on the Dutch Hollow Trail, so meet there at 9 a.m. again with your work gloves and be ready to work. You can do your part, large or small, to help keep our beloved trails in good shape.
In Heber, they're offering a children's entrepreneurial market, which kids can learn about participating in commerce, gain firsthand experience delivering their sales pitch, conduct transactions, and polish up on customer service. This is for youths aged 5 to 16. It runs from 3 until 6 p.m., and it'll be at the Homestead Resort.
And as we said at the top of the hour, it's the annual Sailapalooza tomorrow at the Jordanelle State Park with sailboat rides and demos, adult sailing lessons, rigging and racing clinics, barbecue lunch, and a gear swap. You'll need to pay the state park entry fee, which is per carload, but then Sailapalooza is free and it's a good option for all ages. It runs from 10:30 to 3:30 tomorrow.
Yeah, just a shout out to Ken Block. I mean, he and his team worked so hard to build a sailing program in this town. They've done a great job.
Impressive.
National Ability Center is throwing their annual barn party to benefit the equestrian program, which has helped countless numbers of participants and their families for more than 30 years. The party features barbecue dinner, live music, kids activities, live and silent auctions, of course a silent auction. Visit discovernac.org for more information and tickets.
Live music in town tomorrow night includes Whiskey Rebellion at the Spur, Shannon Runyon on the Payday Deck at Park City Mountain, Rock Daddy at the Homestead in Midway. That's their free outdoor concert series on the lawn, which started last week and runs all summer long.
Yeah, and if you're scoring this from home, we move from Saturday to Sunday. Here we go with a summer full of Park Silly Sunday Markets. This Sunday is the first of the season, and it's usually a very crowded day. Silly Market's free, it's eco-friendly, it's open market, it's a street festival on Lower Main from 10 until 5 p.m. on Sundays. Paid parking prices always escalate on silly days, so take the bus, carpool, park at the high school or PCMR, and take the frequent free buses.
One of the live music performers during Silly Market will be Memphis McCool, who will be a future Morning Mix musical guest.
Oh, good.
Another fun reoccurring event for the summer starts this weekend, too. It's the Hops Hunter Hikes. This week, the hike is in Empire Canyon. They're meeting at the top of Daly Avenue, where the pavement turns to dirt. Summit Land Conservancy heads up these hikes, and they monitor and later collect the hops that were originally planted by the German immigrants to Park City. Hike lasts about 2 hours. Dogs are welcome, but they must be on a leash.
I was interviewing this old-timer when I used to do the show on PCTV, and he was telling me, this is way back in the mining days, about all the hops that were grown in the front yards of these homes, because they all made their own beer, all these German miners.
What's
really
a front
cool.
yard for? Except
what
for
is a front yard for?
For growing food and sustenance. Yeah. And a shout out for Fresh Tracks, which takes place every Friday with new songs at the top of every hour. If you miss those songs, of course, it's hard to listen at the top of every hour, but you can go to our website, click on the banner for Fresh Tracks. It'll take you to the Fresh Tracks page. You can read the list, or you can click from there into the Spotify playlist. You can like and follow it, and you can listen to Fresh Tracks from this week and weeks past.
Last Friday, I did Randy's show for him because he was out of town, and I loved hour coming in. And I'd read ahead of time, because you give us the cliff notes on the artist and that particular album, what was cooking in their life. And to be able to read that and tie that to the artist, and then to actually hear the music, I thought it was really cool.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
thanks.
So,
I'm glad you enjoyed
it. So that whole thing works.
Excellent.
And I wanted to ask you, and we're not going to let this go yet. One of my playlists is 70s funk. Now, this isn't 70s funk, but that was kind of funky, wasn't it?
It was definitely funky. I like the funk.
I do too.
Bring on the funk.
and I know that you like all the instruments, and you like the
I like a horn section.
You like the horn section, you like the attitude, but you also like the outfits, don't you?
I'm all about the outfits.
The 70s funk had the best outfits.
Yeah. Those bell bottoms and the beading, and if you look at any of those videos or photos, I'm like, "Oh, I want that outfit."
Yeah.
And there's places to wear it. There's times when you could pull that out.
You know, you don't have to put the entire outfit on. I put on that big, extra big afro and just a couple of chains. And I
just around the house.
Just around the house. I feel good. I really do. I'm not kidding you. You guys
puts
think
a little swagger in your step.
Oh, he's trying to be funny. You got a couple of those big necklaces and a big afro wig. I just feel great.
Well, we've got Andrew Cole in the studio, and he does not know what to make of us.
No.
Welcome to the team here.
Those were before my times, I'm afraid.
But we can bring them back.
We
could. Before my time.
I'm not afraid to wear it for Halloween, New Year's.
Main Street Music Crawl.
Main Street Music.
All sorts of
things.
Exactly. Well, you are our live musical guest for the hour. Tell us where people can see you play live.
Well, this weekend you can see me perform live. I'm at Elixir Lounge tonight from 6 to 9. That's just at the base of Big Cottonwood Canyon in Old Mill in Salt Lake City. On Sunday, I'll be at the Tap Room. That's in Sugar House, Salt Lake again. The next show I think we have up here in Park City is Kimball Arts Fest. I think that's on August 4th.
Beginning of August, yep.
Yes.
Excellent.
I play the Tap Room every Sunday. So if ever you want to see my performance, you can go to that bar, and you'll probably see me perform without fail from 2 to 6 p.m.
Nice.
You can check out our music. I'm with the band Urban Empire. You can check out our music on Spotify, iTunes, all of the online platforms.
But Urban was H-E-R-B-A-N.
H-E-R-B-A-N.
That's why I called you Urban Empire.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ah.
Herb. It's a different
herb.
Type of herb.
Yeah.
And herb and.
Herb and Empire.
So what's your song writing process all about?
My songwriting process... it usually, a lot of times it's about love. And being in a reggae band, that's usually pretty prevalent in a lot of our experiences when it comes to writing. But I also write about political things. So I write about Star Wars even. So everything in between. I like stories mainly. So I tend to like and try and manipulate a story into a song. Like, for example, Star Wars, how Anakin Skywalker basically screwed everything up and turned into Darth Vader. I have a song about how he betrayed Padme, and so there's songs like
this
that.
This is the good stuff. this is the good stuff. And just a note, and we're really looking forward to your next song, but with all the publicity recently of Disney World's new huge exhibit, you know, you can get out in the Falcon Millennial and take a ride, and you can do this, and you can hang out in the bar and have a drink with all these alien characters.
Oh, really?
With all the hype about that, if you're thinking, wait, next time I go to California, I'm going to go, you need a reservation, and the reservations have been sold out for over a year.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, the people are still freaked out about Star Wars.
I did a corporate event one time where the cocktail party before the dinner was, the whole thing was Star Wars themed, but they had all these characters hanging around. They hired people to dress like that, and they had, like, really good costumes. And they'd just hang around with you in the bar. And I was saying to the guests, like, you've got to take a picture. This is that was the best part of the movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now you're in it.
Right, right.
I thought that was very clever.
That is.
I think you just go up to the no-name and film around 11 o'clock at night or 12. And
it's a different kind of freaky bar.
Yeah, but that could have made it into the movie, too. So who knows? Who knows? What are you going to play for us next?
Well, and you know, just speaking of the no-name saloon, they had a service for a girlfriend that I used to date. And it just so happens that I wrote a song about her about 8 or 9 years ago. She passed away about a week and a half ago.
Yeah, tragic.
But they had a wonderful service at the No Name Saloon for her. So the next song is for Teresa Norkova. I know there's a lot of people up here in Park City that probably knew her, so the song's for her.
Excellent. Live on the Morning Mix, Andrew Cole.
Past judgment. Well, after all, it's just another rub. For 40 days, I've been less sober, haunting memories, impending dooms, and such. Well, there were times that life's not fair, and other times, it's a beautiful world. Whoa, baby, don't you understand that life is the love, and that's what I am. I said, I. Thank you. I thank you. Oh, yes, I do. The coming of seasons are constantly flowing. I saw the rhythms bumping out of my heart. There be times that last night fear, and other times it's a beautiful world. Whoa, baby, don't you understand that love is the love, and that's what I am. And when you say set me free, sweet darling. I put us back together for sure. Now said I, thank you. I, thank you. But when the governor sees her slowly taking a turn for the worse, and all the problems you have never cease to be, it's a moment passed by when you see in the sky. And every doctor, mama, that I'm slowly sees by, and shows the lack of a reason the most to be by your side. It's a moment passed by when you see in the sky. Well, after all we've been through together, well, don't you think the time has been so good? For 40 days I've been more sober. Well, happiness, well, gratitude and love. I said I, thank you. I, thank you.
Very nice. We shall return right after these messages. Stay with us. It's the Morning Mix.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix. Our next guests are Kirsten Fox and Penny Freites of the Fox School of Wine. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Good morning.
So tell us what's going on in the springtime, or it is springtime and early summer in the Fox School of Wine.
Yeah, we are so excited. We've been open now a little over 10 years. And so we have our actual signature event, which is our weekend wine series, that's going to kick off in late June. And then we have our Table for 12, which is a food and wine pairing class that is kicking off in July through November at third Thursday of every month. And we've got a couple of fun things. We've been developing a new product. Isn't it all fun? It is, right? JW, we've always got wine left over in the refrigerator.
Good
thing.
You know what I like is that some kids have to go to summer school. And now you can tell them, hey, you're not being singled out because your mother and I are going to be going to summer school this year.
You are absolutely
And we're
going to
be working really hard.
Yes, absolutely right. We actually have parents who come into class at times. We give stickers, and they talk about putting their tasting card with the stickers up on the refrigerator at home next to the kids' work, and just show them how hard they're working as well.
I do think we need to review, though. You kind of blew past what Weekend Wine Series is. What is that?
Okay, so that's a fun thing. We meet. In fact, Penny should talk about it. She's been a student for almost 10 years now. So
I have been a longtime student of the Weekend Wine Series. So we meet for an hour, and it's educational happy hour, basically.
6 to 7 on Saturday nights. Yeah.
So you're five obviously wines. There's wine involved. So I'm tasting wine, mm-hmm. and
professor is there to tell you about
it. And if
it.
I say it tastes like musty dog, you say, well, let's delve into that. Or are you sure you don't taste lemon and hints of lavender?
Well, so yeah, wet dog.
That was on the wine wheel, wasn't it?
It is on the wine wheel. Yeah, so that's actually something that
the tasting note wheel.
Yes,
whatever you taste is okay.
Yes, okay. That's what we try.
Right. What about that film that's current on Netflix with all the female comedians? What's it called?
Wine Weekend or Wine Something?
Wine Country.
Wine Country. Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it yet either.
So just back to basics. Yes. It is Saturday night from 6 until 7, and it's $34.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. That's our one that's we sell out at 21 people. It's very it's playful. It's fun. You can do it before you're heading out to dinner on Main Street or before a concert at Deer Valley. But the new thing we want to talk about, now, not to say those aren't a blast and we love them, but we are launching a new division of Fox School of Wine called the Savvy Wine Shopper. And it is going to be basically wine tips about how to shop for wine. Yeah, you can learn all this stuff, but some people don't want to learn it all. They just want to be more effective at the liquor store and not go to the same four bottles, you know, of wine.
I head for the sales sticker.
And that too, sale. You know, depending on what the sale is, sometimes you just go buy straight for the sale. But this is going to be information to help you really choose wines at the liquor store without having to learn all the other stuff about regions and all that kind of thing. So it's going to be really fun. And Penny has been working really hard on that. She's our new school administrator. And then we have one more thing.
Wait, we got to go back.
Oh, okay, sorry.
So how do I learn how to shop for wine? Where am I doing that?
You're going
to
be doing that online.
Okay. Is it a course or it's a list of recommendations?
So it's going to be both, and it's going to be an app. We're developing an app. So you're going to be able to walk into the liquor store.
So while I'm standing there, mm-hmm. I can check it out.
So it might not be the same type of thing where you're logging what you like. You know how there are the, you know, apps,
catalog your wine.
Yeah, to catalog what you're doing and remember maybe at a restaurant you ordered a great bottle of wine and you want to remember it. This is going to be proactively adding the app or taking an online course, so it's national, and you're going to be learning what section you should be shopping in if you're creating, say, a lamb for the your guests coming over, that kind of thing. That's going to be really fun. Yeah.
I wanted to ask you a question about buying wines.
Please.
Obviously, the wine that's on sale, that's pretty good.
Yes.
And the intersection of the wine that's on sale and a good review, let's say it gets 90 or 91, you would think that that's a pretty good thing to do. So what I do is, oh man, there's the intersection of a good review and something's on sale, it's $3 off or something like that. And I get it. Oh, doesn't taste so good. So I want to ask you about the reviews. I mean, it's all subjective wine, right? It's a very personal thing. But some of these reviews, they seem a little hyped. You know, what are your thoughts on that?
So that's a really good question. Because what those reviewers are doing, they have professional palates, and they're reviewing the typicity of the wine.
So what do you have the wine?
The typicity. So it would be, is it typical of that area? And if it's like the Westminster Dog Show. And you know how you might not like all the way the dogs look, but they're the perfect... the perfect
specimen
dog for that breed. So you might be buying a wine that might get a 92 or a 93 that is the perfect Corvina from Italy, but you just might not like Corvina. And so no matter how high the score is, you aren't going to be happy with that bottle. So what I suggest people do is read the review. Don't just look at the number.
Oh, no, I read it.
You read it.
And
okay.
It says that it's got this tremendous chocolate and tobacco taste.
Oh, yeah.
Taste.
Okay.
And then I go home and say, I got it on sale and it's 91. And I said, where's the chocolate? Where's the tobacco? And so, I mean, In that case,
should he be sampling chocolate with it? Is that how that pulls it out?
Smoking and drinking and eating chocolate with your wine.
Then anything's
that's
good.
The solution.
No, but does eating that pull out the flavor? Is that the...
No, that wouldn't. Probably the palate of the people that tasted them were getting chocolate and tobacco on it. But that doesn't mean that you're going to get that. Like Penny said, it's what you like. It's what you taste. And so that just might be something that if you've read the review, it sounded good and you bought the wine, you just obviously don't want to buy that again. But sometimes the reviews will say crisp and light, refreshing, these kinds of words. And those are, you know, used for high acid. So they're really like a tart lemonade in your mouth. They're lighter. They're not as full bodied. And other ones will be talking about richness and deepness and robust this. And that's kind of the words for those big fat Cabernets from California or Syrahs from Australia, that kind of Shiraz from Australia, that kind of thing. So you're doing what you can. You're reading it and you're trying it, but...
He should be taking notes, though.
Apparently, chocolate and tobacco aren't, in essence, what you found in that, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, that was just an example. I mean, I'm always just sort of skeptical. You know, there's these small wineries, and then there's someone that's 100,000 bottles a year and stuff like that. And that company could buy significant ads in a particular wine magazine. And, you know, I'm wondering where the influence
is. They probably also have enough critical mass to get reviewed more easily than, say, a small vineyard, a small bottler. Is that
usually they... the small vineyards and the small bottlers just don't have the traction or the marketing dollars to be reviewed. When you submit your wine for review, you are paying for a review. I mean, it should be it should be almost a blind tasting review.
Mm-hmm.
But it's supposedly not influenced by how many magazine ads that place, you know, that winery has purchased.
Yeah, but what do you think's really going on?
Well, I've never
think?
Known anybody or talked to anybody, so I can't speak on that. Penny, do you know anybody or?
I only, just my friends.
Yeah,
we're just amateurs.
All right.
Yeah, sorry.
Shouldn't I?
So on the SavvyWineShopper.com, are there reviews of the wines or no?
Nope,
what are you doing there?
We're not going there. We're not going brand specific. We're just going into some really fun wine shopping tips. Like, for example, one of the first things in the app you will have to check is what kind of shoes you're going to be wearing to the event. Are you wearing flip-flops?
Oh, I'm intrigued.
Are you wearing stilettos if you're a man? Or that's fine. We're not judging that. But, you know, we might have loafer for the men, you know, and that kind of thing. So based on those, it will help guide a choice that at the end will give you a suggested couple sections of the liquor store to be shopping in. So,
Can you help listeners become a sommelier?
No, we do not do professional training. We are below. We are way below.
This is the fun stuff. This is
really
for
understaffed for that.
Because I saw something on your wines on your website for $975. The sommelier services, or
that's what if we want you want people to go. If you want one of our staff to come and do professional sommelier services,
okay,
you know, wine
it.
Food pairing,
okay,
serve the table, all that. The Minds and Wines, if I can move on, because I know that's been crazy. People have loved that. That's our tour around Park City. It's a 3-hour tour. Is anybody going to sing with me?
Three hour tour.
thank you. And we do stops around the community and I've paired a wine to each of the 6 locations that we stop. You get to taste the wine, learn about the wine, and then we also are talking about the amazing mining history of Park City, and it's pretty pricey. It's a very pricey tour to put together with the fine wines that we serve.
It's good marketing here on.
Well, sorry. I mean, it's pricey. I mean, locals just don't want to pay it. So we're going to do, okay. So I'm like, how are we going to do this, Penny? We've got to get locals on it. And what are we going to do? And Penny came up with an idea.
Came up with the idea to just have a locals day. So at the end of August, the last Sunday of August, we'll be doing a Minds and Wines tour just for locals.
So let me put it on my calendar. What day is the last day in August? Do you know that date?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, okay.
Are you
kidding
me?
Last day in August. We'll just repeat it.
Last Sunday.
Last Sunday in August.
With two for one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fun. I've always wanted to do the Minds and Wines tour.
Yeah. So you can join us and we'll have will have interesting questions about the whole Minds and Wines experience being locals.
Excellent. And then they'll know to tell their friends.
Hey, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Thanks so much, you guys.
So it's Kristen Fox, who is the school administrator, and Kirsten, who is the...
No, Kirsten Fox, Penny Freights.
Headmistress.
Headmistress.
Please keep that straight, JW.
I like that. Okay.
I thought you would.
Thank you, guys.
Okay. Thank you.
We shall return right after this message. This is Morning Mix and one final song from Andrew Cole.
So there's probably a smart speaker in your home. I don't want to say her name because I don't want to turn her on without your permission. I am married, after all. Did you know you could ask her to play KPCW? You can listen to great music, news, and information no matter where you are. As long as you have that smart speaker or KPCW app on your phone or your laptop where you can stream us online, KPCW Radio isn't limited by our broadcast signal in Summit and Wasatch County. You can take us wherever you are in the world and listen like a local.
Thanks for joining us on the Morning Mix this week. Our sponsors are Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Wasatch Brew Pub, San Francisco Design, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties.
And you're listening to KPCW in Park City. We want to thank everyone for joining us this morning. Going to be a beautiful weekend. Get outside, have some fun. We have a final song from Andrew Cole. What are you going to play for us, Andrew?
I'm going to play Leaving Babylon. This is actually not my song. It's a cover. So here goes.
Live in the Morning Mix, Andrew Cole.
Well, I'm leaving this Babylon, leaving this Babylon. Will not be too long, no. Will not be too long. Said my people are starving, but your money's right.